that encompasses all my dream factors in a job.
Marty Marshall began her adventures with the U.S. Forest Service as a firefighter in Fish Lake National Forest in Utah.
This was the late 70s, and it was a really interesting job because they weren't really ready to have women in the workforce, but they were doing it.
She went on to Columbia River Gorge as a backcountry ranger. Marshall says she grew up in that job, and over the next 30-plus years bounced between the Pacific Northwest region and the Tongass National Forest. She's worked in regional offices and out in the field.
And I think that's worked really well for me because I know what they do upstairs now.
Marshall's Forest Service career included 13 years in the Sitka Ranger District, but her first job in Alaska was in Juneau as a recreation technician.
In charge of campgrounds, cabins, trails, roads, facilities, just kind of the do-all recreation person.
About 4 years ago, she came back to Juneau as ranger for Admiralty Island National Monument. When longtime District Ranger Pete Griffin retired, she applied for that job. She calls it the hardest and best of her Forest Service career.
Including wilderness, outfitter guide issues, tourism, recreation.
Marshall has shared the district with Chad Van Ormer, now Admiralty Monument Ranger, who will be interim district ranger until Brad Orr takes over on February 24th. Orr comes from Sulphur Ranger District in Colorado's Arapaho-Roosevelt National Forest. She says Orr's experience will fit well in the Juneau Ranger District.
He's got a great background in a really big recreation district with marinas, concession campgrounds, a ski area, four wildernesses, a lot of recreation, special use permits. I'm curious to see what he'll think coming to Juneau Ranger District because we think, you know, we're overwhelmed with use and recreation issues.
And like all Forest Service budgets, the district is facing major cuts.
This coming year, recreation's down 14%. Our facilities money is, I think, down 24%. Trails is down just slightly, maybe 5 or 7%, but they're all across the board down. And, you know, the demands don't stop just because our budget goes down.
Marshall says 2014 will be a telling year for the Juneau Ranger District.
We're all a little stunned with the budget.
Orr will face other revenue issues, including managing fees. For example, entrance fees to the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center have not gone up since 1999, when they were first established. Marshall says fees also need to increase for district cabin use. While the budget is going down, with all its ramifications, the commitment by the district staff hasn't, Marshall says. She is leaving a group of people she calls amazing, phenomenal. She says her successor will benefit from all their experience and their ability to work together to manage the largest ranger district in the nation. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.